Hello and welcome to Home. My name's Elise McKenna, and this is the series where we get to find out what home actually means to people. What comes to mind when you hear that word? Have you ever thought about it before? Whether you have a place where you feel truly rooted, or you're yet to find your place, we all have something unique to share, and we can all learn a little more about one another. This is the series where we can do that. This is Home. In today's episode, I'm chatting with Margie Houlston from Liverpool, who's just finished a work placement in Poole with the Lush Art Workers. We talk today about how you can have both a home base where your roots are, but at the same time, not feel restricted by it, and therefore have the freedom to explore and find elements of home in new places. It all started when I asked Margie to tell me how she felt about the prospect of leaving home to come to Poole for a 3-month work placement.
See, this is where probably why I've been thinking a lot about the idea of home, because I feel like I've got wings and I see my home as a nest, but I don't necessarily have to be there all the time. Like I can fly away from it, and I know that if I need to, I can go back to it, but I have no like worries about ever leaving. I didn't go to uni in my home city, and I didn't do my master's in my home city, so I've always kind of gone away from where my home is. But yeah, they said, when would you want to come to Poole? And I was literally like, whenever, like literally tomorrow if you wanted, because nothing was really keeping me in one place. So, and I don't know if that makes me like a traitor. I don't know, like,
home traitor.
But even saying all of that, I don't ever really question that Liverpool is my home. Like, yeah, there's something inside of me that's like, I've always got Liverpool.
Yeah, so it's like you're a home traitor, because yeah, like, we know that it's always your home.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it's been, I've actually probably been thinking about it a lot since I've been thinking, home.
That's amazing though. I love your analogy about having wings. That's just so lovely. Since you've come to Poole, have you found a sense of home here? Or do you find senses of home in all the other places you go to?
I feel like I have found a home here. And I don't necessarily mean like a forever place. Like, I feel like I'm a type of person that likes to live in the now.
Mm.
And like, obviously I feel like people do overanalyze like the future and the past and stuff.
Yeah.
And I definitely do it as well. And I try my best to enjoy what's happening now. And I think that's what I kind of like to think with the idea of home. So it's not necessarily saying I'm going to live in this place and call this place home forever.
Mm.
But for now, it's giving me all the comforts of home.
Aww.
So I'm definitely enjoying it. And I don't know if it's necessarily the place or if it's people that you find a home with.
Yeah, it's kind of, it might be a combination of both as well. I think whatever the ingredients are in the place where you are, they all kind of contribute to however you feel there. So it's probably different depending on where you are, which is quite a nice thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
For a long time when I was younger, I used to always feel like I was lost. And I was thinking about it as well when I was thinking about this whole idea of home, of how that was one of the reasons why I wanted to go away for university, away from home, away from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I wanted to try and find myself maybe, or try and find something that was maybe different from this place that I was so used to. But then by going away from it, I feel like it's really made me appreciate the place more.
Yeah, I'm quite similar, because I don't know if it was feeling lost, but I just felt like I needed to go away from home as well. Not that I didn't feel like it was like my home. I did, but at the same time, I felt like there was more out there for me to see and discover. And since I've started like going off on all of my adventures and doing what I've been doing, the more that time has gone on, the more I sort of think to myself, oh my God, where I come from is so great. And it's lovely.
Whenever I do go back to Liverpool, like literally even just in the train station, and there's a person just like, the ticket person just like, are you right, love?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, like, And just the taxi driver and everyone's just asking me, and they've got, I can just hear that really strong Scouse accent, yeah. And everyone's just dead friendly, and it just, as soon as I hear it, I can feel my whole body just relax and be like, oh, I'm home.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's so nice to go back to that. But I always say, like, no matter anywhere you are in the world, like, you'll be able to find a Scouser. Like, anywhere, like, I'll be on the tube in London, and then next minute I'm, like, sat next to the Scouser, and I'm like, oh, yeah, how you doing? Like, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's like, how did you find each other? I'm like, it's just a habit. We know how to find the other people from Liverpool.
It's like a little magnet, like, home's following you around as well.
I love it.
Aww, I like that. You get excited, though, because I'm like, because I'm from Newcastle, not that I've got much of the accent anymore, but when I hear a Geordie accent, it's like, oh my God, you've come out of that area and you're over here, and oh my God, it's amazing.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. It's just like, you feel like there's a weird group that, like, you've not spoke about, that if you're outside of your home, but you find another one that's from...
Another one.
You're like, you're one of us.
Oh, so what else is it about Liverpool that you really like, and what about Liverpool makes it home?
I think it is just how friendly the place is. Like, anyone who's ever really been to Liverpool, I know, has always said, like, it's the people.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to express, like, how much, like, that's true. It's just so genuine. It's like, people really care. They'll chat. They'll just want to know how you, like, have a lot of laughs. Like, nothing seems like... too serious. Like, you can just have a good laugh with people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just a really good vibe, and you can't really explain it, but that's what is Liverpool, and that's like, and I don't even know if you could teach it. I think it's just in our bones.
It's just in your bones.
It's a Scouse thing.
The Scouse magic. Great. I've been to Liverpool a couple of times, and I always enjoy going there, but I don't realise how much until I'm there because of the people, like you said. I completely agree with you. And it's like, the niceness of the people, it's not like just random pleasantries and just being polite and nice for the sake of it. It's like, people genuinely want to know how you're doing. Even if I'm on my own and I'm not seeing anyone or doing anything, I always feel looked after.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are there any words or feelings that immediately come to mind when you hear the word home?
I think I'm going to go for comfort.
Yeah?
Yeah, a comfortable feeling, like... Yeah, I think I'm settled on that word, comfort.
Good one. And when you are away from home, do you ever get homesick at all?
Yes.
And what do you get homesick for?
Being there.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, a weird vibe or a energy that I kind of get from being at home, probably associating that with, like, my family and my nan and my sister.
Mm.
When I'm away from them for too long, I kind of feel like something, I need that energy. Aww. And it does, they don't even have to say anything or do anything, but just even being next to them in the same room as them, I suddenly feel a bit more comfortable, or like I feel like I'm a bit that's what I was craving or missing. When I was doing my master's, I didn't really enjoy where I was, and that was the first time in a long time where I think I didn't feel at home. And because I usually feel like, as I was saying, I'm quite adaptable, and I feel like you can put me anywhere and I'll find someone, and I'll find these, like, comforts and these ways that I can get myself to feel at home or make myself a little temporary nest.
Mm.
But that place, for some reason, I couldn't quite get it. And I think it was one of the first, like, times when I was saying the words, I want to go home.
Aww.
And for me, I'd never really said that properly before, because I didn't really know where home was. But in that sense, I knew home was Liverpool.
Yeah.
Home was with my nan and with my sister.
Aww.
So maybe being away from home for so long in a place where I couldn't find those comforts made me realise what home actually was for me.
That makes sense to me, Would you say that home is kind of related to, I don't want to say energy, but kind of like the atmosphere of a place, or the vibe, or like that unspoken feeling?
Yeah, I think that's probably where I would base all of my emotions or anything. I feel like I'm more of an energy vibe person.
Yeah.
And as soon as I feel like I'm getting too much negativity around me, I think I do take it on too much.
Yeah.
And not even negative, like, just not the same. Like, even if it's just not something that I'm familiar with, or I'm not getting anything from it personally, I'm not really absorbing it in a way that I'd like to, then I guess I probably would say that I affects me. Yeah.
How interesting. You sound quite intuitive then, in a way. It's like a common thing that I've come across with, because I used to work in the spa. A lot of therapists are quite like that as well. And it's, I don't know if you're the same, but are you the kind of person who, if someone walks into a room and they're not having a good day and they don't say it, but you can kind of feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is going off on a bit of a tangent.
That's fine.
But with this like whole vibe energy thing, Sometimes if like a friend is not feeling good, or even not a friend, just even someone that you can just tell straight away that maybe they're not having a good day, sometimes I do try and want to be the person that's like, what can I do to make this person feel a bit better?
Aww.
Which is quite fun, like, to be that person. But
you have to look after yourself as well.
Yeah.
Oh. On the subject of sort of vibe and energy, do you think that there's anything physical that can affect like the vibe and the energy? I'll explain what I mean. So does the look of the inside of a house or an environment affect the way you feel towards it in sort of a homely way?
Oh yeah, definitely. And this is really particular.
Yeah.
When I'm in the kitchen, I can't make a meal if the kitchen's like, even if there's just like a few dishes, I'll have to clean the kitchen first and then make a new meal, even though I'm just about to make another mess.
Yeah,
it's like I need the whole place to be maybe like clean and sorted first, then make sure that when I start making a new meal, it's kind of like a fresh start,
fresh slate. I'm like that, so with baking, like, I can't, because I'm getting into baking at the moment. I cannot bake a cake unless everything's in its place in the kitchen, spotless.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, nope, the cake won't taste nice if I do it in a messy kitchen.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Like, and where I'm at now, it's more like open plan. So it's like the living room and the kitchen bit. So I feel like I'm constantly like, okay, I just need to make sure everything's all right. Then I can start making a meal.
Wow.
But to be honest, I'm so lazy when it comes to the kitchen, making food for myself. I'm like, take out.
I've got to have a good takeaway now. Aww. So for you, is it more important for home to be a physical space, or is it more important to be a feeling that you have inside?
If it's not comfortable, so I'm really going back to this word comfort.
Yeah, you are.
My bedroom or even the living room, if I feel like I'm not comfortable there in that physical space, then I also don't feel at home.
Yeah.
But then I feel like the feeling is quite important for me. So is it cheeky to go for both?
That's fine to go for both, yeah.
I'm going to go for both.
If it's a bit of both, that's what it is.
Like both. But yeah.
Where are your wings going to take you next? I'm wondering, like, what's next for you in the story of home? Do you know?
Oh, okay. So not that I've got any plans for it. I have always wanted to go to Canada, and I can kind of, I want to, like, some point in my life, I'm going to have to go there and, like, live there. I mean, like, not just visit. I'd like to live there for, even if it's just a few months. I'd love to just really immerse myself in that place. I don't know where I got it from, but I think it did originate because my favorite animal is a bear.
Oh.
And everyone's just like, you do not want to meet a bear when you get to Canada.
I never know, you might click.
No, like, I can feel like we've got a good vibe going on.
I believe it's fine. I mean, I'm not going to recommend that you go and try and hang out with a bear, but you know.
But yeah, my favourite movie is Brother Bear, and I've loved bears. I just love bears. And then just the idea, I don't know why, I just thought bears are from Canada. And then I think ever since I was little, I've just always had this idea that I want to go to Canada.
But to make it happen.
I know. So I think, you know what, I need to have that in my plans at some point to actually go and see what it's like.
Right, question time then. First of all, can you tell me where you feel your greatest self?
This probably sounds bizarre answer, but when I'm doing something that is really embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so when I put myself in a situation where I feel like I'm actually out of my shell and I'm feeling like, oh, this can be really embarrassing or silly. I think I'm going to use the word silly.
Yeah.
Silliness is my favourite trait. I feel like silliness is when you're kind of breaking down all of those things that are expected of you, or when you're doing something embarrassing, or even if I feel like, oh, I'm really embarrassed by this, but I always try and push myself to carry on through it, because that's me kind of breaking down those walls. Then that's when I feel I'm quite content and like happy with myself.
Which of the following words do you think relates most closely to the idea of home? Physical, emotional, nostalgic, evolving.
I like evolving, but for some reason, physical is sticking out, which I don't even know if that's related to anything I've said.
That's interesting, though.
I know. Like, I don't know if it's just the words, I've like the words or something, but physical seems to be, but I don't know why. I always thought I was going to go for emotional.
If home could be a smell, what would it be?
I don't know if this is kind of a cheat answer, but candles. The one I have at the moment is like a pomegranate one, which is really nice.
So candles.
The candles.
Okay, so that's the smell. What about if home could be a sound?
Probably my nan's voice.
Oh.
My nan's just got one of those voices where you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, nice home. If home could be a taste, what would it be?
Sounds really weird, but I'm going to go for scrambled eggs on toast.
Ooh. Right. If home could be a colour, what would it be?
Orange is really popping out.
Yeah. What about if home could be any other word?
I think I feel like it's going to be comfort, isn't it? Like it'd be discomfort.
Or silly. But
silly. Oh, no. I think I'm going to go for comfort.
Yeah.
If I actually could feel like a home and a word, I'm like comfort.
Yeah. So. Lovely.
Yeah.
What would you take with you to a desert island to make it feel like home?
Ooh. Okay. I think it would have to be a person because I know that I wouldn't want to be on my own. but it's just choosing one person, is like, I'm actually thinking my sister Michelle. She's the one of those people that just really grounds me and makes me feel myself. I don't know what I'd do without her. So being on a desert island without Michelle, I'd be like, well, Michelle.
Sorry, Michelle, you're going to the island.
Maybe I'd bring a phone so I could just call everyone.
Oh, actually, yeah. A phone that had endless battery.
I could call. But then I think I'd want a person actually there. No, I'd say Michelle.
Michelle can bring a phone with her.
Yes. Yes. Or she can bring someone else with her and they can
exactly. So just build your perfect little commune on the island. We've arrived at our final question.
Oh, okay.
If you could write your own dictionary, what would you write under the entry for home?
It's a feeling where you are, let me try and get this out. It's a feeling where you're at most yourself and surrounded by all the things that you feel comfortable with. Comforts! Comforts! Which is like, duh, comforts.
Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of Home with our guest, Margie Hulston, and myself, Elise McKenna. The music used in today's episode comes from the album Empire and Love by The Imagined Village, and it's available from ECC Records. If you work for Lush and you'd like to talk about what home means to you, please get in touch via email or via the Podcasts from Lush Facebook group. We'd love to hear your voice. And if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive containing interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.